Alright guys, welcome back to the anime podcast. Now, you know, I'll say, today I was on YouTube and I encountered a video, you know, on it, Pain versus Naruto. The entire video was an hour and around 15 minutes. It was basically the complete fight breakdown from Naruto came on the scene. So, well, Naruto was summoned to the Leaf Village, destroyed Leaf Village, to when him and Pain stopped, till when he eventually defeated Pain. And got a lot of the people in the village to be revived. And I was just watching it today and I was reading the comments. And, you know, it brought me back to a time when that fight took place when I was in high school. And it brought me back. I remember watching that fight the first time Naruto came on the scene with my friends in an auditorium. And that shit was lit when Naruto just pop up in the scene and give the machine part. That Rasengan and destroyed him completely, and everyone was shocked. Soon as they saw his predecessors, Jiraiya and the fourth Hokage, you know, and she was basically saying, "Yo, he has surpassed them," and everyone saw it and was so surprised. And I remember how much pride I felt as a Naruto fan, and boy, I got it. Oh my gosh! And I was watching it today, and all those reminiscing, those memories came coming back, and I came to the conclusion that you know, this was and I've not watched every anime out there, but I've watched quite a number of animes, and especially quite some of the popular ones, some of the ones that fans normally talk about, the One Piece, the Dragon Balls, you know, Soul Eater, all of those, My Hero Academia and Seven Deadly Sins, and even some of the older popular ones, you know, Alchemy and all of these things. And I have to say that Naruto versus Pain was probably one of the best protagonist versus villain or antagonist that I have seen in anime for such a long time. I'm not even kidding people, I'm not exaggerating. More than just the fight scenes, it was the philosophy, the talk, it was the philosophical debate between the two and everything that was such a powerful, very powerful encounter. And what made that fight so great, you know, a lot of people say that according to reports and so, that it says that is where Kishimoto wanted to end the Naruto series, and I can see why, because it was a culmination of everything that Naruto have went through. It was almost as like Pain was the final villain for him, you know. It was almost as if Pain was, you know, if Naruto wanted to achieve true peace, and he says that was his ninja way, that was what Jiraiya left him for, to find true peace. And then it was such a metaphoric peace as well, because here it is, the man that killed his sensei, they were both students are from the same master, right? He's now facing the man that killed his sensei, as well as logically and realistically is older, is senior, right? And not only that, his master gave him the mission, say, "Yo, I want you to figure out a way to, oh, you can find peace and all of these things." And Naruto said that he might take on that as his mission. And then here is he fighting a man that is going to allow him to reach a higher understanding of what it means to find true peace and to have real empathy. Because, you know, especially when the fight, when Pain basically destroyed his village, killed Nathan, he was like, "Do you hate me?" Right? And I basically was saying, "Do you hate me?" Even to the point where Naruto went 7 tails and was saying that, and Pain was that, "Oh, you indeed know Pain." And what the man say, "But my pain is greater." And it was, the dialogue was just 100% pure. You know, there was no fat on the dialogue. You know, sometimes you watch some shows or some animes and like, people are literally just trying to extend an episode. You can literally see that they waste scenes. It's like, okay, we have to reach the 41 minute mark. So, you know, anime is 23 minutes. So normally average 23 minutes. Okay, we need to reach the 23 minute mark. So let's just add some random stuff in there. The fight between Naruto and Pain was just, everything was necessary in order to come to the conclusion, to a specific conclusion. And that is why that fight was just so tremendous and so great and so powerful. And I loved it with every fiber of my being. That was just such an amazing, I say, people, a fight. And the dialogue was what made the fight even more amazing, I tell you. I remember when Pain was telling him that, "Yo, you know, it's hypocritical of you to think about love. So it's like Naruto was saying that, Pain was telling Naruto what his version of peace is, and Naruto was like, "Nah, I'm going to kill you and bring peace back to the ninja world." And then Pain is such an open-minded debater, and he's able to see Adam's perspective, which is why he's so convicted with his conclusions that he has drawn, because he's able to at least take into consideration other people's feelings. So Naruto was like, "No, I'm going to kill you and bring peace to the ninja world." And then Pain was like, "That indeed would be peace, justice, or whatever." Right? But then he stepped to the side. And my friend always talk about this, you know, that they stepped to the side that Pain did, you know, because now he's going to drop such a huge lecture. And the man was like, "That indeed would be justice." But, and then this is where the but became police man and say, but using your same measurement of what peace is, using your same definition of what peace is supposed to be like, your same conclusion and assessment of what peace is supposed to be, right? Then what I am doing is also justice and peaceful. Because now you're saying, what about my family, my friends, and my village that suffered the same fate that the Leaf Villages has now suffered from your village and other big nations? If what you consider doing to me is peaceful and justice because of what I did to your village, then what I did to your village is indeed peaceful and justice. Is actually the right thing to do based on your definition. And that left Naruto stumped. That left Naruto dumbfounded, because he realized that there was indeed the truth. Because human beings are hypocrite. And Pain break it down, man. Say, Pain even said the idea that I'm trying to bring in isn't actually real peace, you know. But it is the closest thing that we'll ever get to where human beings will actually cease being disgusting pieces of shit for a moment in time, because they realize that if I should continue on this path, it will be sure destruction. That is what he was trying to do. That is even what we kind of have right now with nuclear weapon. Why we have never having a major world war since then, right? And so I have to say, that was just such a beautiful thing. I have to commend the cast. I have to commend Kishimoto. That was well written. Pain was like the best villain to me in any anime. I really, really, really love it, you know. And I just came to the, you know, I was just watching it today, and it was just came up back. I'm not sure if I'm, I think I said this a couple of times on this podcast, if you guys have listened to me since day one, that Naruto is my favorite anime and favorite manga, man. I'm just sad that it's finished, you know, and Boruto isn't really, Kishimoto isn't really in charge of Boruto anymore. He's now on his new manga, but man, I really miss that show, man. I really miss that show. That show meant so much to me. And Kishi was such a good writer, you know. He was such a good writer. And you could tell that if he because according again to sources, he wanted to finish Naruto after the Pain fight. And you could tell, because up until then, you know, everything was perfectly paced and written. And after that, it almost as if, you know what, we have to stretch this out. I'ma just stretch it out. But you could tell that the pacing got so... you could tell that he increased the pacing, you know, the world one. There are so many villains that could have stretched out in different arcs, you know. The Obito confrontation could have been one arc by itself, the Madara confrontation could have been one arc by itself, and the Kaguya confrontation could be another complete arc by itself. And then finally we could have seen the build up between towards the final showdown, Naruto versus Sasuke. But all of that was basically pushed into one, because Kishi was literally tired of it, right? And it seemed like the rules and laws that he built up until the Pain episode, he abandoned them in hopes just to get this thing finished. And this is all, I think Naruto is one of the best written anime manga out there, because I could see it almost as, and even in the rough state it is, you could see how everything came full circle and how everything was concluded with such grace, and the message that was being sent and how powerful the message was. And I have to say, this is, Naruto is really one of my favorite anime, and not just and for a number of reasons, you know. One, I watched it when I was going through some stuff in my younger days, and you know, the philosophy of Naruto, never give up, you know, the God's Ninja, really resonated with me. And it was also the first anime that that I was conscious of watching, knowing that I was watching anime, because again, I used to watch Dragon Ball and all these other things, but I was really conscious of the fact that, yo, I'm watching anime right now, right? And then that prompted me to go look for other animes and stuff like that. But I'm really happy, man. Yeah, that's it for this though. I just wanted to just share that thought with you, because you know, it really inspired me. All right, so I'll see you guys in the next episode.